Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we listen to new music from Ben Harper and answer a listener question about the White House. But first, a report on entertainers who lend their fame and more to social, political, and environmental efforts. Movie stars and musicians are experts at getting the attention of the media and public. More and more of these famous people are using their popularity to bring attention to humanitarian and environmental causes that are important to them. Some people say these famous diplomats help to humanize an issue. Mario Ritter tells us more.
Leonardo DiCaprio is best known for his roles as adventurous young men in popular movies, including Titanic, The Aviator, and Blood Diamond. But the 34-year-old actor has taken on an important role in real life as well. About 10 years ago, he created the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation. Its aim is to increase public awareness about environmental issues by working with other organizations. 2 years ago, DiCaprio worked on a movie called The 11th Hour. It is about the damaging effects of climate change and other environmental problems affecting the planet. The actress Angelina Jolie is another famous American who has become a social activist. Since 2001, she has worked with the United Nations Refugee Agency to raise public awareness about the serious problems of refugees around the world. She has visited many countries and donated millions of dollars to help refugees and children in need. She says that people should praise refugees for what they have survived. Angelina Jolie has been called the most respected celebrity humanitarian. Peter Kessler works with the UN Refugee Agency. He believes that famous diplomats help bring a human face to important causes.
As we saw with Princess Diana when she first held the hand of an AIDS victim, you know, it's spreading that message that these people are safe, they're not a threat, they're threatened, and you also can reach out to them in your way. You don't have to be a VIP celebrity.
Some experts say famous people may bring public awareness to an issue, but this increased attention does not mean anything without effective action. The actress Mia Farrow has traveled to refugee camps in Sudan more than 12 times. She recently took action in a very personal way. Mia Farrow began a hunger strike to protest the situation of refugees in Darfur. She has written messages on her website that describe her experience. She links her own situation with the daily experience of millions of hungry and sick refugees in Darfur.
Our listener question this week comes from Vietnam. Qua Pham wants to know more about the White House, home of the American president and his family. The White House was the largest house in the country until after the Civil War in the 1860s. The White House has 132 rooms, including 16 family and guest rooms, 35 bathrooms, and 3 kitchens. There are 6 levels. The first level has many famous rooms. For example, the West Wing of the White House includes the Oval Office. This is where the president works and meets with his advisors. The president receives guests in the Blue Room. And the state dining room can hold 140 people for official dinners in honor of foreign leaders. The second and third floors are the family's private areas. When it is cold outside, the president and his family can warm up near one of the White House's 28 fireplaces. And when it is hot outside, they can swim in the outdoor pool. The White House offers a lot of things to do for entertainment. The first family can watch a movie in the small theater, play ping pong in the family game room, or bowl in the small bowling alley. Former President Richard Nixon had the bowling alley built in 1969. The White House's newest occupant, Barack Obama, is not much of a bowler, but he is a big fan of basketball. He has already been seen shooting hoops on the basketball court outside. President Obama is said to be considering replacing the bowling alley with an indoor basketball court. The Obama family recently added an outdoor playground for their two young daughters. It has a swing set, a climbing section, a slide, and a tire for swinging. The Obamas can also play tennis on a court on the south lawn, hit a few golf balls on the putting greens, or run around the jogging track. The White House has been home to 43 presidents. America's first president, George Washington, supervised the building process, which began in 1792, but he never lived there. John and Abigail Adams became the building's first family in 1800. Since then, the White House has experienced many changes. And each presidential family has left its own historical mark on America's most famous house. Tonight I'm gonna lose my mind. Tonight I hope I lose my mind. Tonight I'm trying to lose my mind. Tonight we're gonna live forever. Easy come. Ben Harper is back with his own special kind of blues music. His music is a mix of many different styles. Faith Lapidus has more.
As a boy, Ben Harper spent a lot of time at his grandparents' record store called the Folk Music Center and Museum in California. By the age of 23, he was performing with the famous blues musician Taj Mahal. You can hear the influence of these experiences in his music, a mix of folk, blues, rock, and fusion. It takes 100 miles of love to heal a mile of pain. I never say goodbye. That was Shimmer and Shine, the first release from Ben Harper's new CD, White Lies for Dark Times. It is Harper's first CD with his new band, Relentless Seven. Harper took his band on the road last year as part of the effort to get young people to vote. The group began many of its performances with this song, Up to You Now.
You can run away from home, but you can't run away from your pain. Now I sit here alone. There's always someone else to blame. It's up to you now. It's up to you now. Don't wanna be your broken dream. We run out of faith somehow, and it's up, up to you now.
The members of Relentless Seven all come from Texas. Guitarist Jason Mozersky worked part-time driving bands back and forth to a performance center in Texas. Mozersky was lucky enough to get Ben Harper as a passenger. He played his music for Harper, and the rest, as they say, is history. We leave you with the opening track from White Lies for Dark Times. Here is Number with No Name.
I'm serenaded by a chorus of 1,000 burning cigarettes. You've been taking chances, mama, while I've been placing bets. So tell it to the ashes, they know me, sir. It may be good for the soul, but it's hard on the nerves. Of everything that drives you can drive you insane. Got a head full of thought crimes and a number with no name. Got an 11,000 Jesus and a mouth full of blame. Casket lined with silver dollars and a number with no name. Number with no name.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana DeMange and June Sims. Katie Weaver was the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Trying to